My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu
on Kaya 959.
Welcome back. This is My Money and Me. I'm Sumitra Naidu, and I'm very glad that we've managed to get Edna on the line. We were having some technical difficulties, and of course, we're trying to get a hold of Edna in Botswana. Edna Dumbe is a managing director of Money Matters. She is a well-rounded financial services industry professional with a firm understanding of local and international pensions and insurance regulations and processes. Edna has been an executive team member in the establishment of industry bodies such as the Insurance Institute of Botswana and the African Pension Funds Network and African Development Bank Initiative. Edna, a very good evening to you. Apologies for all the hiccups. I'm so glad that you're on the line now.
Good evening, Sumitra, and thank you for having me on your show.
So, you know, for most people being in the pension fund industry, it's rather complex and some would say dull. It's not everyone's cup of tea, yet you find pensions so exciting. Tell me about it.
The great thing about pensions, Sumitra, is that it affects everybody at mm-hmm. some stage of their lives. It's great to know that not only one person retires, but everybody. Right. And what I find most exciting about it is the ability to break it down into simple meaning to people who need to understand it. You know, pensions remains vague and very technical, I would say, to the average person. You know, you'll find that even members of very large pension schemes are quite uncertain about what their own input is in ensuring a comfortable retirement for themselves. And the boards of trustees also need a lot of hand holding, you know. So I find that, you know, pensions is something which is far more important than the sort of coverage it gets. And, you know, people normally start panicking to understand it when they're just about to retire.
Is this where Money Matters fits in?
I beg your pardon?
Is this where Money Matters fits in, your company?
Absolutely. This is where we fit in. Because our main role really is working with pension funds of companies and breaking down the technical requirements of the regulator, you know, to make sure that pension funds remain compliant. But one of the key things is to ensure that their communication policies are implemented appropriately in a manner that will benefit the member or the participant of the scheme in terms of understanding. So, yes, our main role is to run training for all the trustees of pension funds and member education for the participants of the scheme.
This industry, you know, the pension fund industry, of course, I mean, no pun intended, but it's an old industry. And, you know, in South Africa, at least, it's still very much male dominated, run mostly by, you know, old big corporates. What does it work like in Botswana? I mean, you raised, you know, the last time we spoke, you raised some really interesting points on how the pensions are run there and where you come in. And I think it was when they're getting retrenched at a later age and then the pension is getting paid out, what then do they do with it? Take me through some of that.
Okay, let me start off by saying the male domination of the industry is no different in any of the countries. Mm. So the situation we see in South Africa is not different here at all. Now, when it comes to our direct engagement with members of pension schemes, you'll find that schemes or employers who have, I would say, kind of dragged their feet throughout the employment of their staff will panic into calling us in, or companies like ourselves, to come in and communicate with their members about whatever benefits they're going to receive at the time of retrenchment. This is it's an unfortunate time to call in an external consultant, because already people are feeling uncomfortable about the fact that they're about to sever ties with their employer. And on top of that, you're coming in to talk very technical issues. So unfortunately, from our side, the thing with our company, Money Matters, is that we run two lines of business. One is pensions and the other is financial literacy. So you find that we're pretty much working with two sides of the same coin, because at the time that people are being retrenched, they need to understand exactly what they're going to do with their packages, right? And you find at that point, in some instances, an employer would have an exit package, which will, you know, as you said last time, which will translate from like their years of service and so forth with the firm, right? Mm. And then over and above that, there would be their pension benefit, which would be controlled by, or at least the access to those funds would be regulated by the Income Tax Act. And this is where you're basically, the total amount in your pot will not be fully accessible to you, and you can only access a certain amount. Now, from the personal finance side, it is important at that point, remember, people are quite uncomfortable and stressed at that point. It's important to then bring the people down to appreciating that as they exit, the funds that they need to, that they're going to walk away with, must include their personal needs. Mm. Because this is where a lot of us make the biggest mistake. We will focus on settling the sort of debt that could have been carried through should we set up a small business or generate some other form of income. But most importantly, you need to put your needs inside the total package to carry you through until your next income becomes available.
You know, I while it's so valuable to actually offer this kind of training and education around the financial literacy, I also still feel like it's so late. It's coming so late. This should be started, you know, the financial literacy aspect should be started so much earlier instead of waiting till, you know, retirement or, you know, of a certain age. Even if, you know, when you're getting retrenched, you're so much older, and then having to deal with that little bit of money that you have left over and what to do with it.
That's a fact. There is a very big need, or, you know, requirement to start developing a relationship with money even before we start our first job. Now, you're going to find that every family has got their own financial policy, be it good or bad, but there is financial behavior that is exposed to, that the children are exposed to from watching their parents. So this is an opportunity for us as parents to structure our relationship with money, especially with our children, from their early stage, so that when they get into these spaces where they're suddenly flush with money, they don't get excited, you know. So right from the time that you're taking your child out for a meal at Wimpy or whatever, you must give them a budget as soon as they're old enough to understand. Mm. You know, basically, they can't just pick up everything on the menu. So you'll find that when you give children a figure to deal with, they actually start thinking about the value of their money vis-a-vis whatever it is that they want to eat. They pick and choose what matters to them. And as the child grows older, it's important for you to give them an allowance, no matter how little it is. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're transferring the responsibility of the use of this money from yourself, or basically of the management of this money from yourself to your child. So in the first instance, you could start them off with a weekly allowance, and then after that, you push it up to 2 weeks, a month, and so forth. But don't forget to back their earning with some kind of chores in the home so that they do understand that money needs to be worked for. And as you keep increasing their responsibility, you're able to monitor what their financial thinking is. And it's important for you to not give up on your child when they make mistakes, because this is a learning curve. And the more you monitor them, the more you'll understand their relationship with money. We find in a lot of instances when people get into their very first job, they're overwhelmed and they can easily find themselves getting into bad habits just because they've got that kind of money.
I think it's really, you highlight the power of financial literacy and the power of financial literacy if it starts at a really young age as opposed to being so much older and then having to deal with it then. You would have control over your finances from the word go. Edna, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing your input with us this evening and telling us about what you do. Edna Dambe is the Managing Director of Money Matters.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
on Kaya 959.